The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain is no stranger to franchising systems. Jim Ballinger brings more than 30 years' experience to the world of franchising in leadership positions at companies such as Play and Trade Video Games, Faces Cosmetics, Hickory Farms, Rent-A-Center, Baker's Square, Burger King, Bally's, Tomfoolery, and Sierra Tucson. Today, he's the president of GamerDoc Video Games. Joining us on the line right now from Newport Beach, California, is Jim Ballinger. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Thanks for joining us on The Brain. You've not only witnessed but led an impressive number of franchise companies over the years. How has the world of franchising changed since you've been involved?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. Franchising started off, I started actually in the restaurant industry, and we watched an industry grow with very little structure, very few laws, so I've seen a lot of changes in the franchising laws go on. It's been a really fun growth to see how the entrepreneur has grown. And in the restaurant industry, you see a lot of people who've been multi-unit supervisors, and they've grown, some of them, and in the haircutting industry as well that I've known, you know, 30 years back, unfortunately, to say that far. they've grown into just, I mean, where they have 100, 200, 300 stores. And, you know, I think of how successful they've gotten. And a lot of times, a lot of my friends now, their kids are actually running their operations. So it's really been fun to see everybody grow and see the entrepreneurial spirit just jump up in this country. And I think we're going to go through that, again, part of what we do here today is talking about video games. And that's the fun part, because we haven't had a lot of fun in the franchising world as of late.
Okay, what's happening in the franchising world? What are some of the challenges that franchisors are facing now, and for the franchisees as well? What are you seeing there?
The biggest challenge that we've all faced from a franchising world is finding the right person that matches up with a particular franchise. They have a background and the experience, and a lot of times we can train them and help them, but they have to not only have that entrepreneurial spirit and willingness to be out on their own, but it's very scary. And you got to be able to have that person when they get upset or a problem happens. You have to have a relationship between the franchisor, ourselves, and the franchisee, so that when they get in trouble, they can come to you, or in the same fact, if you see them getting in trouble, you can communicate well enough so that you don't offend them, so that everybody's working down the same path. That becomes very, very important. And ever since I've been in franchising, and the mentors and the people that I learned the business from, that's what's really important, is how you communicate with that franchisee, how you get them through the difficult pieces that they have to get through on a day-to-day basis. And they get muddled up with their head down, and, you know, sometimes you got to lift it and say, hey, why don't we look at this a little bit differently?
Yeah, the relationship.
You know, the great thing about entrepreneurial spirit in the U.S. is people usually generally work too hard, not less. And, you know, we think of a lot of franchises saying, well, people aren't trying very hard. I think they sometimes try too hard.
Interesting. And I know from the 50s, 1954, Ray Kroc, trying to manage his franchisees that wanted to create all kinds of new sandwiches. I remember a story, he was banging his hand on the desk saying, how can we control this? And at the time, I guess there were no uniform franchising laws in place to control this relationship, or I should say manage the relationship.
Yes, yes. And a lot has changed in the franchising. We've had to write agreements for those particular examples, otherwise we'd have McDonald's with 50 different thousand sandwiches in there. And what you end up with when you get 50,000 people's opinion is you end up with a very average chain. And I think McDonald's has done a great, great job. Very exciting about the successfulness of what they've done. And they even took it even farther as they said, you know what, maybe the entrepreneurial person isn't everybody we want. Maybe they need to open up their own restaurant. Maybe we need to step back a little bit and look for someone who's going to follow a pattern, is going to follow what we lay down there. Because when you can get that, everybody, that cohesiveness together, you really can get something really going in this country. And I think that's what people want, and I think that's what McDonald's is today. And, you know, they're obviously the best of the best in my mind when it comes to franchising and the organization that they run. They get the part of helping their franchisees and then saying, doing the tough love part of when they're not doing it right, you know, going through whatever necessary channels are, because that puts everyone at risk in the chain. And so my hat's kind of off in everything that I've ever done around watching what McDonald's has done with their franchisees. And, you know, we all struggle. We all go through difficult points just like they have. But they always, you know, have the right attitude coming back.
We're visiting with Jim Ballinger from GamerDoc Video Games. He's an expert in franchising and a very experienced individual who's led many organizations. Turning our attention to GamerDoc, tell us a little bit about the history and background of this company and this company that you're now running.
GamerDoc is it's just so exciting. I get excited. I have to take a deep breath here.
It's great.
When we look at GamerDoc as a retail situation, and I was a gamer back in 30 years ago, I worked for Bally Manufacturing, and I worked in a company called Aladdin's Castle and Bally's Tomfoolery, which was a Chuck E. Cheese back then, for adults. And back then, people were saying video games weren't going anywhere. And I can remember all of us that played video games, Pac-Man, Galaga, Missile Command, Donkey Kong, what is the predecessor to what we do with Mario Brothers today. We were called names and everything else. We were lazy, and it was never going to last. And here we are some 30 years later, where these incredible franchises are coming out, and, you know, the success just recently of GTA coming out and being the highest-selling game ever last month. We're just seeing Mario Brothers still is a strong pull. We're seeing an industry that is so alive in an economy that today people are going, wow, where are we going? And our country's a little bit in dismay. And this video game industry is redefining retail and the extent by which people will buy. And for us at GamerDoc, it was, how do we capture that piece? I did work for Play and Trade for a year. They're a wonderful company, and I had a great year with them. The piece that became for me is, in those 30 years of franchising, I met a man along the way 26 years ago, my partner, David Heather. We were at Hickory Farms together, and he was the head of franchising there.
Yeah.
I worked in the operations part of Hickory Farms. And through that friendship and talking about what we want to do, we've always said, you know, there's just got to be a way to do it right. There's got to be a way. You got to take care of the customer.
Yeah.
And then the gaming industry, it's very intimidating for anyone who doesn't understand, you know, anything about a computer. And many of us feel very illiterate around computers. And unfortunately, many of the what we call hardcore gamers, or people that are very, very smart in the computer industry, they tend not to have a lot of patience with people that, you know, really don't understand. So that's, again, we've seen the absolute incredible blow up of what the Wii has brought to this market and how people are enjoying this game of all ages. And you'll see so many people enjoying something that is a great value at entertainment. And I think that's what it gets down to. We all work very, very hard in this country and all around the world. What GamerDoc is not a video game store. It's an entertainment store.
Mm.
What we want to be able to do is bring you in, show you what's big and fun and exciting and entertainment, get you to buy into that we're going to help you learn that particular process, be it the game. We'll train you how to do the game, how to hook it up, how to not look where your kids are going to beat you all the time, and so you can have fun as well. I have a daughter. She's 32 years old, and she beats me at Wii bowling. She averages about 250, and if you know how hard I try, I'm up to about 220 right now, and I got to figure out a new way to get. I mean, it's so competitive between my daughter and I. This is so wonderful to have a relationship with my 32-year-old daughter at this relationship. So when I fly through town, I'll swing by and we'll play Wii bowling. So,
I should mention that I've tried the tennis, and it ain't easy, I'll tell you.
No, but it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it was great. I was dancing around the room, and my son was looking at me like I'm out of my mind, which, of course, I might be. But in any case, no, it's an incredible engagement. You know, the family connectivity that it can stimulate is absolutely a part of this equation. I mean, you're looking at an industry that grew, is the number 57% year over year, 07 to 08? Is that 06 to 07? Yeah.
That's staggering.
So if one were listening to this and said, you know, I'm looking for a small business opportunity, I think I'm an entrepreneur, I'm not sure, what does the process for them look like in terms of pursuing this opportunity?
I think the best thing, and great question, if you're going to be an entrepreneur and you want to make that step and you want to be your own boss, you have to look inside yourself and say, what kind of business do I want to be in? And right now, there's not a lot of exciting businesses out there. The video game industry is, like you said, just incredible. We have many parts of the industry, and I'll use a little segue into this. Chuck E. Cheese, if you've ever been to one of those, they're not looking at any recession situations. My grandkids go there, and I'm sitting there 2 years ago saying, there's something here. I need to go find a video game company. I got to get involved in this industry. So my suggestion right now is get involved in something that's really, really recession-proof. It's really going, and the exciting part for GamerDoc is we've not touched the surface. No one can make enough Wii consoles just yet. PlayStation, when they came out with PlayStation 3, didn't make enough. We really don't know how big this market is. We say that 33% of the homes have consoles in them. We still say that 66% don't. And 33% of the people don't play these games, and they're just getting introduced. That's 100 million people. The market is incredible. So find something that's out there that, A, excites you, is passionate, and you love. Make sure that you're well-financed. Don't, you know, rub two nickels together and try and get into business. Take your time. Call us up. Talk to one of our people at GamerDoc. If we don't think that you have what it takes, we'll write a little plan for you to help you practice at some business things so that you can get a better understanding. A lot of times what's going to happen is you're going to get into business and not really understand, oh, I got to do the books. I got to work with, you know, an inspector. There's so much. And so we want you to understand what you're going to do. And read as many books and attend the seminars that are out there. The Franchise Association, they hold conferences and conventions all around. Go to those and learn what it takes to be a franchise. There's a lot of stuff on the web as well.
Fabulous. We're visiting with Jim Bellinger. He's with GamerDoc Video Games. Jim, is there a good website for folks that are interested in getting more information about your company?
Sure. Our website is www.gamerdoc.com. That's GamerDoc.com.
If I were to ask you what's the distinguishing factor or the distinguishing nuance that sets you apart from the competition, how would you answer?
First of all, I would say from a retail standpoint, we want to take the situation of buying a video game and not make it intimidating. We want to make everybody feel comfortable. With that, though, we've designed our store so that if you are a hardcore gamer and you just want to get your game, you have all the knowledge in the world, you just want to get in, get out, you can do that. The outside of our building is more of an instructional piece. As you walk around, you can learn about each system if you want. Mm-hmm. If you're comparing them, you can learn about the different games. And our store is set up from a product knowledge standpoint to be actual learning tool for you. So that if you wanted to say, I'm an Xbox person and my son-in-law is an Xbox person, what are the best 10 games that are out there? What could I buy them for a present? That will all be demonstrated from a retail standpoint, in your stores.
Yeah.
Many times you go in and you go into these game stores, and this is going to sound terrible, and I want to apologize to all my competitors. I don't want to say anything bad, but it looks like a used bookstore, okay?
Yeah.
And that's not a fun part of retail. People like clean. They like exciting. And there's nothing more exciting than video games and the graphics and the music and everything that goes into it. If you watch anybody play Wii Tennis, and my wife does this. She just turned 54 yesterday, and she'll sit there and dance to the music. And you could just watch how intense these people are. This is fun. And what we want to be able to do is make our stores fun first. I think the rest will come. We have to make them comfortable so when they walk into the store, they can go in. You can go buy from all the big people, from the big box retailers, but you're not going to get that personal understanding of how do you synchronize a Wii remote with, you know, the Wii console.
I mean,
they're going to look at you like you're crazy. So we really need to make it very personal and very, very, very personal.
Thank you for that. And just to get a macro view, how many units currently are you operating under franchisee ownership?
Currently, we have 2 stores sold, and we have 2 areas sold. We will probably over the next 30 days close 3 additional stores. We're going to stay right about 3 stores a month. Again, in the franchise business, you can tend to get very, very exciting. We'll end up this year probably at about 10 stores and probably do 50 next year. About half of those will be in Canada.
Fantastic, and I appreciate the patience and methodology of controlled growth.
Very important. I think in franchising, that's the problem. When you are growing very, very fast and rapidly, you need to be out there with your franchisees. You need to be spending the time with them. That learning curve is intense, and there's so much that they have to wear, the first time they're wearing so many different hats. So you've got to be there with them, and if you don't do that, again, that's the problem you have. If you're undercapitalized, the other part is, are you paying attention to what's really, really important? And we have a back-of-the-house system that we built first before we're building our point of sale that has 9 key points that you have to do every day as you set your store up for success.
Fantastic. Jim Bellinger, thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain. The company, GamerDoc Video Games, a fabulous entertainment store solution, franchise opportunity, and I would say somewhat an early stage of growth and a very exciting industry. Jim, thanks for your time this morning on the Small Biz Brain.
Thank you so much.
Small Biz America. The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.